have good wing?
Yep. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good wing. Huh? It always is better on Sunday, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, me and Paul didn't really talk. We did talk this week, actually, a little bit, but we did talk about preaching and devotions, right? This topic, rooted in the Word, is going to tie right in today, I think, awesomely, to what we got to talk about, what the Lord has brought. So, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll see if we can get started, okay? Father, we humbly come before your throne. Father, we're looking for you to show up. We're looking for your Holy Spirit to lead and guide this. We're looking for your words to be spoken, that needs to be said. Father, they're going to be received with open hearts and open minds. We can apply them to our lives. Father, and just love you. Father, we praise you for loving each and every one here. We thank you for being in our midst this morning. Father, just let me be your mouthpiece this morning and step out of the way and let you do your thing. Father, I praise you and I thank you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Kind of a depressing thing I wanted to talk about a little bit here, but I just wanted to tie this in a little bit, I think. Didn't see anything about this in the national news at all, but I think in Nigeria it was Monday. Ten Christians were killed in Nigeria because they're Christians. That's why they were killed. They ranged from age to 4 years old to 86. 100 Christian houses were burned in Nigeria because they hate Christians. And it's kind of depressing, but one of the persons, there was some people on the ground there, and one of the people said, "I have lost my grandchild for the cause of Christ." I thought, ouch. Because Monday, my youngest daughter, I'm now a grandfather again, Lena McKenzie, she's 19 and a half inches long, she's 6 pounds, 14.5 weight. Everybody, mom and baby's doing well, but that's number 10 grandchild. And I thought, that's such an exciting thing. And I thought, for this person to say, "I've lost my grandchild for the cause of Christ," oh my, wow. Where's our faith at? Where are we at in our faith? That person that said that, wow. You know what I mean? I thought about that one. Gosh, if one of my grandchildren got killed because of that, I think I'd probably be going to get a gun, wouldn't you? I'd go looking for that guy. You know what I mean? I think that, would I have the faith, would I be strong enough to say, "I lost a grandchild for the cause of Christ"? Wow. That's tough, isn't it? And it got me to thinking, and you look at the title of the sermon today, it's the gift, the present, and the presence. It's talking about being rooted in the Word. We've been talking about prayer and importance of prayer in your life and how important that is to talk to God. Do we really believe that God is listening when we talk? You know, and there's some verses of Scripture there. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 7. You want to go there? It's in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7. I was looking at this, and I was talking a little bit to the kids last week in Sunday school. I had some interesting comments about, said, what is a prophet? Prophetic, because somebody can tell you what's going to happen in the future, right? And I asked him, I said, "What are you guys going to do tomorrow?" And, "I'm going to go to school and eat breakfast, got to do that." I said, "Well, what happens if, electric goes out and you don't have school? What happens if, there's lots of variables in life, right? We know, as older we get, we know there's variables. We don't always have control of what we have to do, We plan on doing something next Saturday, right? But we get 2 foot of snow, we can't. You know what I mean? You don't know. There's just things that happen. And it really impressed upon me. In Isaiah chapter 7, Isaiah was written roughly about 700 years. Okay? 700 years before Christ was born. 700 years. And I'm thinking about something. The God that you talk to in prayer, the God that you go to, everyone say, "Morning, Father." And you walk out there, and you see them stars, it's like, this is so cool. I mean, And God put that into place just so I could step out there and look at it. You know? Isn't that cool? That same God that you talk to with just nonchalant, that same God knew 700 years in advance He was going to send His Son. Do you understand? When you pray to God, He knows what's happening tomorrow. He knows what's happening next week. He knows what's happening next year. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going to happen. He's already been there and knows. So when you pray to God, this thing coming on me tomorrow, Bobby, yeah! I've been there. No big deal. It'll be all right. Huh? Can we believe that when we pray to God, He's going to answer questions, and He can, and He knows? So in Isaiah chapter 7, just real quick, you probably all know these verses. I mean, we've looked at them before. I think I even preached on them a couple years ago. But, you know, Isaiah says, we're going to start in verse 13. He asked the king if he would, what kind of sign you want from God? What kind of a sign do you want from God that He's going to do this thing? And he says, oh, I'm not going to tempt God. And Isaiah says in verse 13, he says, hear then, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary and try the patience of men, but you weary and try the patience of my God also. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. You know what Emmanuel means? God with us. Huh? And what's interesting to me about that is in 700 years later in Matthew, let's go to the book of Matthew. I want you to see this because I want you to get a hold of this. I looked at this and I thought, you know, I guess I never really think about things like this. But Matthew chapter 1, Matthew's saying, well, you know, Jesus' birth took place in this way. You know, he's talking about it. In verses 22 and 23, it says, he's talking about how he'll be born, he'll bear a son and all this. He says, all this, in verse 22, all this took place that it might be fulfilled, which the Lord has spoken through the prophet 700 years earlier. You getting that? Behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which when translated means God with us. 700 years before it happened, God said, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this. Let's go. Get your finger in Isaiah. Did you keep your finger there? Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. I just want you to get a hold of this a little bit because I think this is very important. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, it says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government of peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it, and to uphold it with justice and righteousness, from this time forth, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And I kind of chuckled at this because, you know, this for unto us a child is born. We know we got a gift, right? Coming up December, we're going to celebrate December 25th. How do we know that's the date? I don't know. Nobody knows. Depending on who you talk to. But December 25th, we are going to celebrate the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was born. Huh? You guys all have birthdays? Isn't that cool? Huh? Have a birthday? You doing anything exciting on your birthday? I work. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of a neat thing. You know, you maybe have a cake and, you know, it's kind of exciting, right? Maybe somebody gets you a present, maybe they don't. It's no big deal. The older you get, you don't get presents anymore. You don't need presents. You're too old. So, but you know what I mean? It's exciting. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father said, you know what? 700 years before, He said, I'm going to send my Son. I am going to give the human race the most precious, awesomest gift they'll ever have. You know, when you see that little baby, them babies are just so cute. They're cute, right? Then they grow up. But I mean, they're cute when they're little, right? They're cute, right? Huh? God says, you know what? I'm going to send you a gift from me to each and every one of you. Each and every one. I'm going to send you that gift. It's going to be my son.
Wow. Isn't that cool? That's pretty cool.
Isaiah 9, you can go into Luke. It says, let's go look at it. I'm going to look at it. Let's go to the book of Luke. It's a little early, but I kind of like this. I kind of like this, you know. In Luke, in chapter 2, and I'm going to read the whole thing, because that's coming. We got people that's going to be preaching here. They're going to be preaching on this, I think. But I wanted to show you this. Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read just a little bit of it here. Verse 7. It says, she gave birth to her son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verses 8. In that vicinity there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened. You think about that. Been outside in the dark before? I do a lot of work in the dark, especially in the wintertime. It's dark in the morning, it's dark at night. It's dark, gotta have lights. What do you suppose you'd do if somebody, big flashlight, big, can you imagine what the glow of angels would be like, boom, you'd be like, yeah, huh? You'd probably be running scared, wouldn't you? Huh? I'm thinking of this. These guys are out there, probably quiet, sheep maybe eating, is quiet, you know what I mean? Stars is out. I can just picture this all, and all of a sudden, boom, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, bright light, turn off, whoa, huh? That'd be cool. And these shepherds are like, the angel says, verse 10, don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all people. Wow. The angels are like, this is so cool, guys. This is so cool. This is so cool. This is great joy. This is like, yes. Huh? Can you imagine angels, how excited they must be? Whoa. God the Father says, why don't you get down and tell them guys something? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, come on. You know what I mean? I can just imagine this in my mind, you know? Verse 11. For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Jesus Christ the Lord. He says, and this will be a sign for you. You'll recognize him. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel an army of the troops of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill to men. Whoa! Is that cool or what? Can you understand? God waited 700 years. He said, I'm going to do this thing, and it's going to be the greatest joy that humankind has ever going to have. Period. It's going to be the greatest thing that's ever going to happen to. Period. Period. And now we try to go, happy holidays. Really? Merry Christmas to you! Praise the Lord! Huh? Huh? You know what I'm saying? It's not a happy holiday. It's a Christmas. You're going to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ's birth, right? It's exciting, right? God says, you know what? 700 years before it happened, I told you about it. Whoa, isn't that cool? That's cool. So that's the gift. God sent us a gift. What's the present? You guys get presents? Christmas? Anybody get anything? Oh, he must have. You get coal? Anything like that, Paul? Probably, that's what I get. I like coal because it burns. It's good heat, right? Not a bad thing. Coal's not a bad thing. I like that. It's good, you know? Inside that gift that God sent was a present. And I bring that up because, that present was our salvation. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is Son of God. And I brought this around because the baptism we had a couple weeks ago, he got baptized. You know, we always ask the baptism to repeat after me, talk to them a little bit, so they confess with their mouth. And, you know, when we do that, we ask the question, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? That he's the Messiah? Yes. Do you believe, and we never asked this, but I thought this, you know, do you believe that he was born of a virgin? Never happened before. It'll never happen again. God the Father sent His Son. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that He died on the cross for your sins?
Yes.
I believe that He died on the cross for my sins. Do you believe that He rose again on the third day? I believe that He rose again on the third day. Do you believe He's seated at the right hand of God right now interceding for you? Isn't that cool? He is seated. Why is He seated? The price for salvation was paid. Everything that it takes for you to get to heaven, that sin debt, that debt of sin that was on so many of us, the weight us down, the beat us to the ground, He took upon Himself. He said, you know what? Debt's paid. So I can go, whoa, I'm free. We sang it this morning. I am free! Huh? You're free! Because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross, you are free. Your sin debt was paid. Your salvation was done. He is seated because all the work that took for you and I's salvation is complete. Isn't that cool? He wasn't done there. He wasn't done there. You know? Let's go look. You might as well look at it. In John. We'll go to the book of John. You want to get there? I'll follow you here in a minute. In John, it talks about a lot of different things, but we have the gift that God gave us of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the present inside the gift that is your salvation, yours and mine. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are saved, and you know we're going to heaven. Isn't that great? It's that easy. It doesn't get any easier. God made it so easy that anyone can do it. And then He sends us His presence. And He sends us His presence. And in John, there are several things I want to look at, because what is the presence of God with us? We know that as the Holy Spirit, right? Jesus said in chapter 14 of John and 15, He says, I got to go away, guys. I got to go away. And I'm going to send somebody. And in John chapter 14, let's go there. John chapter 14, I want to read just one thing here. There's several of them here, I guess I'll read. But in verse 23, it says, Jesus answered, if a person really loves me, he will keep my word or obey my teaching, and my Father will love him. And we, my Father and I, will come to him and make our home with him. Do you understand what that's saying? Jesus is saying, if you know what? If you believe in me and you keep my commands, the Father and I are going to come and make our home with you. Isn't that cool? You understand when you're praying, you're talking to the God who 700 years in advance told you He was going to send His Son. 700 years in advance, He sent His Son down on the cross to take away the sin of the world, and now He is saying, you know what? You guys love me and you keep my commands. I'm going to come live with you. Isn't that cool? Huh? Isn't that cool? And he goes on to say, verse 26, 25 says, I have told you these things while I'm still with you, but the Comforter. And Amplified breaks down this word for Comforter as Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby. Wow. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, and it says here, the Amplified says, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. What? He will teach you all things and will cause you to recall, to remember everything I have told you. What is He saying there? The Holy Spirit's job is to teach you and to teach me. And He says, and on top of that, He's going to remind you of things that I have said. Do you ever get in a situation and a verse of Scripture comes to you? You ever been in a situation and a verse of Scripture comes to you and goes, I don't like that verse. Because I'd like to pound that guy. I don't want to be nice to him. I would like to beat him with an inch of his life. Because he needs it. He really needs it. I could be that guy to help him. Huh? No! You see what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit's job is to teach you. And what can He bring to remind, to recall to your mind? If you're not looking at this, if you're not taking this in, what's He got to work with? limited, huh? And any good guy like me is not very intelligent, really limited, huh? So I have to totally rely on the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom on what I'm doing in the Word. So one of his jobs is to teach you and to bring to remembrance everything you hear. Isn't that cool? John 15, verse 26, says, when the Comforter, and I'm going to read it, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Standby, Strengthener, comes, and I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify regarding me. You mean the Holy Spirit is going to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he's God. He's going to testify. Isn't this cool? You got this gift that no one else can give you but God. You have this salvation that no one else can give you but God. And you got this presence that no one else can give you but God. Isn't that cool? Huh? Ain't feeling it yet, Matt. You know what we're talking about. John chapter 1. Same book, John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. I'll read you something here. The Amplified says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word. And the Word here is the Lord Jesus Christ. You go to Revelation 19, talks about the Word of God. It's his name. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. In the Greek, God comes first here, so it actually is written God himself. So the Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in the beginning. He was with God. They were together, Father, Son, together, one. He said he was God himself. He was God. Verse 2, he was present originally with God. He was there when it all started. When they were on the water thinking, let there be light. Thousands of years ago, God looked down through eternity and saw you. He saw each and every one of you. He saw you. He actually saw you. And he knew you. And he loved you then. Isn't that something? Thousands of years ago. Verse 3. All things were made and come into existence through him. Everything that was made comes into existence through the Lord Jesus Christ. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. So nothing happened without him. It consists, it's held together by him. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. So why are you going all the way? Why does this tie into Christmas, man? What I want you to get out of this is simple this. You're being rooted in the Word. It says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the Word. This, your Bible, draw dust on the shelf, is the Word, is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's something. You cannot separate this from him. If you love God, you say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Then how come you ain't looking at this to learn more about it? How come we ain't spending more time in this? It's the Word. It's him. You can't separate the two. The reason I bring all this up is, I'll read this to you. Charles Spurgeon was a preacher back in the 1800s. They call him the Prince of all preachers because he was a pretty amazing guy from the 1800s. He wrote this. He said, if you will not have the Lord Jesus Christ in his words, neither will he have you in your words. You will ask in vain. Talk about prayer. If you will not accept the words of Jesus and who he is, Spurgeon says he's not going to accept you and your words. So now you're telling me, when I go to talk to the Lord, I pray that the guy, the God, the person, the Trinity, that I'm talking to in prayer, knew what was going to happen 700 years before he sent his son. Looked down through eternities and saw me. And I'm thinking, boy, God, what am I going to pray for today, huh? You know what I'm saying? The point I'm trying to get across to you, if you can pray to a God that knew what was going to happen 700 years in advance, can you believe what he's going to do to help you? Can you believe him? Because this abiding, I'm going to read it to you. John 15, verse 7. Listen to this. If you live in me, and the Amplified says, abide vitally united to me, and my words, the Bible, my words, remain in you, and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it'll be done for you. What? Jesus is saying to his disciples, guys, if my word lives in you, and you obey my commands, you can ask anything you want, and I'll do it. I want a Mercedes! Is that what comes to your mind? I want a million dollars! Is that what comes to your mind? Let me give you a little insight. The older I get, I find this more and more. How long is your prayer list getting, Les? It's pretty long. It's pretty long, isn't it? And the more you get to know people and you talk to people, situations going on, the longer that list gets. And I thought about this. I was praying. I thought, you know, I don't go to the Lord and say, Lord, I got this, and this, and this, and this, this, and 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 that, and this. Maybe that too. Okay, that too. Okay. No. Go to the Lord and say, Father, boy, you know that situation. That's rough. That person is dealing with some stuff. Those people in Nigeria, that's tough. My gosh, you know, that's just... people are killing them because they're Christians. That's the only reason they're killing them, because they're Christians. And I start praying for different things, praying for people. And after a while, my problems don't seem like they're really nothing much of anything, do they? Huh? When I start praying for other people. And you know what's really neat? I think the Lord blesses me because I'm not asking. And it's not a bad thing to ask. It isn't. I pray for my daughter when she's having that baby and everything's going to go well. You know what I mean? I'm going to pray that. You know what I'm saying? Because we want things to go well. We're going to pray for that. We're praying for Abby when she was at the doctor's yesterday and got that text, you know, where she knew what was going on. You're praying for her. She's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? You pray for that. But understand, you go to the Lord in prayer, and you start talking about him to other people, talking about other people's problems, issues, stuff that's going on in life. You know, your problems become pretty small, and then you kind of think, you know what was going to happen 700 years ago. I mean, what? This isn't a surprise. He's not up there wringing his holy hands thinking, what am I going to do? He's not. He's not worried about it. Because you know what? We look at our government, we think, whoa, what a mess. What a mess. Huh? And we look at stuff, but we think, you know, God's still on his throne. He's still in control. If his country totally falls, then we're not here anymore. He's still in control. Hard take, wouldn't it? It would be hard take. You know, I can look at the Old Testament and Daniel and different things people are taking. Daniel was in captivity his entire life, and he was still a powerful light and strong in the Lord. Wow. So my reasoning for all this, I guess, abiding in Christ. Your work for Christ must be Christ working you, or else it will be good for nothing. Your complete and entire life, all that you do, your work, your teaching, your preaching, your eating, taking a shower. I was thinking about that. Taking a shower. Doing it for the Lord. Because I don't want to smell real bad when I get up here, right? You know what I'm saying? Huh? Isn't that what we do? What we do, you know? Don't want to look bad, right? Get my hair done. Everything good? You know what I'm saying? So I don't look bad, right? Must be done for the Lord Jesus Christ. Being a Christian depends totally upon your abiding, your connection, your strength, your power, your abilities, all that you are comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. His it doesn't always have to be a physical strength being able to do anything. I told you before, Johnny Erickson Tata, paralyzed from the neck down, cannot move. She's had such an awesome ministry. She's had cancer twice. I mean, the woman's been through a lot. She has physical pain every day, all day long. Can't do, can't move herself, nothing. She can't feed herself, she can do nothing. And she has a pretty awesome ministry. So it doesn't always have to be because I'm able to walk around. It has to be with, am I being willing to be used by Him? Am I being willing to use by Him? So when you pray, keep other people in mind. And when you pray, understand that the God you're praying to, He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen next week. He knows what's going to happen 700 years from now if we're still here. Huh? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we humbly come before Your throne this morning. We, gosh, Father, we look at You, how awesome You are to us, and all the things that You do for us every day. You give us the breath, the next breath we have. You give us our next heartbeat. Without those, we're dead. Father, we just look to You. You're so precious to us. You've given us so many things. We continue to come and ask You for things. And Father, I know that You love that. That You know that we can come to You and believe that You are going to take care of a problem, work in the midst of it, and work it out. We thank You. We praise You. Father, we just ask that as we come to this Christmas season, we just totally look to You. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to be excited for the birth of our Lord and Savior. And we're going to celebrate Your birthday. We're going to look forward to You coming. Father, we praise You and love You. In Your precious name we pray.